This is a podcast for the MA in Online Journalism by Distance Learning at Birmingham City University.
In this podcast, I'm going to talk about some of the problems and challenges that you get when you have a community and you have to manage the growth of that community and try and help support that community as it moves towards a particular goal. Now, it's worth making a distinction here between the sorts of community projects that you might engage with as an individual student and on a small scale project, and the sorts of communities that you might engage with if you were working for a big media organisation or as a community manager in any kind of formal capacity for any organisation. And this is a type of job role which is very much in demand at the moment. You see a lot of jobs advertised now in the news industry for community managers, and a lot of news organisations looking at new projects which are staffed, which have community managers as a key member of the staff. In fact, recently Future Publishing announced a new project whose entire staff was basically two community managers. So we've talked in the previous podcast about people, objectives, strategy and technology, and I want to start by fleshing out those objectives a little bit more and talking a little bit about the community's objectives. And I want to identify four particular types of objectives that are quite typical for that communities have, and quite often they may have more than one of these. So one objective that communities quite often have is change. Quite often a group of people will gather together because they want to change something. They want to change the law, they want to change their personal situation, they want to change something about the location in which they work or live. They want their schools to be better, they want the streets to be safer, they want their houses to be worth more. So change is one very common dynamic driving communities. Another one is belonging, and this might be simply the feeling that you are part of a community full stop. It's a dynamic which a lot of news actually feeds into. A lot of people read newspapers because they want to be able to connect with other people around the news. They want to be able to discuss what's happening. They want to have that social capital that I've discussed in previous weeks. So it may be that your community's driving force is that need for belonging, that need to connect with other people. Another type of objective and a type of motivation for communities is advancement. And there are two types of advancement. It may be professional advancement, and you can think of a publication like the Financial Times as a classic example of a news operation which services that particular objective. And then there's also the type of advancement which is very personal, which is about personal fulfilment. And there are countless magazines which tap into that need. So it may be a particular type of skill or craft or hobby which you find personally fulfilling. It might even be your involvement in a cause which is personally fulfilling as well. And then a fourth type of objective which many communities share is the desire to have fun, basically the desire to enjoy yourself. Again, this is quite a social objective, quite a social dynamic, and it's something that news organisations tap into. News organisations run entertaining, stimulating stories. They organise campaigns that are inherently fun to get involved in. And so, and particularly online, I think this is a really strong dynamic. And you can see it at play in all kinds of very important issues and very important stories where someone finds a way to engage with that issue, which is particularly fun and engaging and entertaining as well as informative. Once you've identified which of those objectives your community is particularly focused on, you can start to plan in terms of how to try to achieve that objective, in terms of what you might do with that community, how you might support that community to achieve what it wants to achieve, and also meet your own editorial and journalistic objectives. And in this regard, there is a strategy framework which John O'Bacon outlines in his book on community management, which I think is really useful here for planning for what's often called the scalability problem. And the scalability problem is the problem that many online projects face when they move beyond the scale that an individual or a small team can cope with. So to give you an example, Wikipedia is enormous. And in order to manage that sheer scale, you need a scalability. You need an ability to cope with that growth. And Wikipedia experienced phenomenal growth. And many other online operations have experienced similar problems. And some have been killed by that scaling problem. This framework helps you plan for that and take on increasingly diverse and large groups of people. So John O'Bacon identifies a strategy framework which has four key parts. The first part is identifying the mission. And this is important because it allows you to communicate very succinctly what your project is about to people who may be thinking of getting involved. And that mission might be to change a law, it might be to make our streets safer, it might be to have fun. It can be any number of the things that I've already identified. It's the end point that you're aiming at. So that just helps you communicate to others very quickly. The second thing that John O'Bacon identifies are the opportunities that that mission presents. And whereas the mission is the kind of big statement, the end point, the opportunity is what's in it for the individual. So opportunities will vary. For some people, it will be increasing the value of your house. For others, it might be meeting like-minded people. For others, it might be feeling safer. There are all kinds of different opportunities for different people. But you need to identify them separately to the mission because, again, this will help you communicate effectively with members of your community or members who are wanting to join that community. Once you've identified those, the challenge becomes managing the range of people who are part of that community. And John O'Bacon identifies two things that help you to do this. The first is he suggests identifying areas of collaboration. Really what I think he's talking about are projects. So if your mission is to make your local area a safer place, and this is the mission of the community, remember, and the opportunities might be to for different people, different things. The areas of collaboration might be, for example, people could collaborate to organise a neighbourhood watch scheme. They could collaborate to publish updates about what practices are useful for keeping the area safe. They could exchange information about what different politicians' positions are on local safety. And that's just one example. You will be able to think of different potential projects for different areas. And these projects will quite often be journalistic. They might be around exchanging information, exchanging news, and also exchanging tips and advice in the kind of way that many magazines do. But they might also branch out into things like campaigns and events, which are areas not unfamiliar to newspapers and magazines. And you can start to see how newspapers and magazines have often been involved in the same sort of area of community management as we're starting to see happening online. The difference is that the connection is that much more direct now as you start to host online spaces and tools where people can pursue these objectives. Once you've identified those areas of collaboration, those projects, you can finally then start to identify the skills that your community will need to pursue those projects. So, for example, if you've decided that you might want to organise an event, you will need people with skills of event organisation and event promotion. You might need someone to deliver a speech or a presentation or a workshop at that event. You might need someone to host that event and circulate. If you're organising a campaign, you will need different skills. If you're reporting news and information, you'll need another skill set again. And you might need some people with writing skills, some people with photography skills, and web design skills, and data journalism skills, or whatever, depending on the project. But having this framework which John O'Bacon identifies, a mission, opportunities, the areas of collaboration, and the skills needed to pursue those, that helps you start to manage the community that you have. And I'll just give you some particular examples of this. In fact, I'll just give you one example. Let's say you've got a community which is driven by personal advancement. So it might be a business community, for example. The mission there might be career development. Okay, the opportunities might be promotion. They might be wider recognition within the industry. They might be achievement of particular project goals. The areas of collaboration might involve exchanging news and information, organizing events for networking, exchanging contacts. And the skills needed might involve writing, research, web development, event organization, and promotion, and so on. So you can start to see that you're moving from a strictly journalistic project to one that is more akin to publishing and involves other things like events and campaigns, and not just about researching and reporting. But the advantage of getting involved in this sort of community management means that, like the advantage of publishing in general, those activities support the core journalistic work. So you are able to pursue stories because you are connected with that community, you have access to a range of contacts and sources and leads, and depending on how the events are organised and campaigns and things like that, you might be able to receive funding from either your community or from a body such as an advertiser or an organiser which wants to access that community. And so that's one way of looking at managing community. And as I say, this is an area which is expanding quite a lot in the news industry, and it's a set of skills which I think not only community managers will find useful, but also journalists more generally, as you're seeking to engage with communities and work with them in the pursuit of particular stories and issues.